Bags, check. ID, check. Appendix out. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, the show that keeps you healthy, or at least we don't make you less healthy. I'm Brady. It's Friday, January 28th. It was in late January 1820 that Russian and then British ships spotted Antarctica. Those were the first sightings of the continent, at least in modern history. There's evidence that Maori travelers may have been there as early as the 600s. Today, there are numerous research stations in Antarctica, though living there, even with modern technology, can be very different from life in the rest of the world. For example, there's a settlement called Villas Las Estrellas that requires anyone living or working there to have their appendix out. It's part of a base run by Chile on King George Island. In the Antarctic summer, there are close to 100 scientists, staff, and families. Yes, in some cases, those who work there can bring families with them. That's why Villas Las Estrellas has a small school. There's also a bank, a post office, and, of course, workspaces and living quarters. But there aren't a lot of other amenities or even what we would call necessities in other parts of the world. That's why they have the rule about having your appendix out before you come. While there are medical facilities, they are for basic needs. A patient who's facing anything serious or life-threatening, like, say, appendicitis, would have to be sent to the nearest hospital, which is thousands of miles away. There's just no way to get a patient in that community to an operating room quickly enough to get the appendix out when they need it. But if nobody there has an appendix, they figured that solves the problem. In fact, a lot of the public health policies in Villas Las Estrellas are preventative. Like how in the Antarctic winter, basically it's too cold for anyone to go outside at all, which is one of the reasons why there are fewer people around during the Antarctic winter. You can learn more about Villas Las Estrellas, the appendix-free Antarctic community, at coolweirdawesome.com and on Twitter at coolweirdpod. And coming up, we'll visit an art gallery that wants to thank you for being a friend. That's after this.
You can listen to Cool, Weird, Awesome wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, Overcast, Radio Public, Breaker, CastBox, and more. And now we're on YouTube. To find us, search YouTube for Cool, Weird, Awesome, or subscribe to the Brady Carlson channel to catch every new episode we post. We'll be there anywhere you want us. And if you don't want us, why are you listening to us?
Welcome back. If you're in Washington, D.C., you still have a little time to get to the Zenith Gallery for the new exhibit of art featuring TV comedy legend Betty White. There are Betty White paintings, sculptures, jewelry, and more. The gallery calls this show Betty White Unites because who doesn't like Betty White? I'm Brady. Hopefully the exhibit travels next to St. Olaf. Thanks for listening and come back again next week for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.